You mentioned science teaching, and I know, having been a food technology teacher, that science teachers and food technology teachers share a subject that has a practical element to it. And I think in schools there needs to be a lot of support put in place so that their practical element of the subject is taken care of. And that's one idea I have for keeping those kinds of teachers in schools.
But I do see what you're saying, and I do think that you need to have balance in the workplace. But on the other hand, if, for example, a technology teacher or a math teacher makes more, then naturally then more students or college teachers will maybe take that subject, and that will, you know, basically lower the salaries eventually. But you need to have an incentive so that people think, oh, I make more if I'm a math teacher, so I'm going to study to be a math teacher. So I think that in the long run, it'll make everything balance out.
Well, I think in the long run, you're going to have a problem, because if you make math teachers and science teachers have a higher salary, then you're going to be short of your English teachers 10 years down the track. And you're going to be short of your, you know, religious education teachers and what other subjects are there? Quite a few, actually, these days. You're not going to solve the problem long term, because you're going to get the pendulum swinging the other way.
Right, but
aren't you?
Yeah, but you're always going to have a shortage, but that's the way that you correct the problem.
Well, then what? So for 5 years, science and maths teachers get paid more, and then the next 5 years, you swing it to the English teachers and the food technology teachers, and then once you get people becoming interested in those jobs, you swing it back again?
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
That seems very, very random.
Well, maybe I'll have to take another look.
Maybe.